We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's Marty Griffin. Man, so I'm sitting there Sunday, and one of my boys sends me some pics from downtown Sunday morning for a Steelwork game. And you've got cops everywhere. Everywhere. Turns out, between fire, EMT, first responders, cops, 100. 100. Why? Protesters. How many? About 30. Two of them decided they were going to climb the Clemente Bridge. Why? I don't know. Justice. What's that mean? So, political issues aside, social issues aside, I thought to myself, 100 cops, firefighters, etc., on overtime, right? Right. How much? So this is going to blow your mind. Every time you see a protest, as aggravated as you might get by the lack of leadership, the lack of ideas, the lack of a motive, you're paying for it, huh? You are paying for it. You are. Every time the cops are called out on overtime, you're paying for it. Thought about this Sunday. How much? Millions. Millions of dollars. You're paying for it. Sure you are. It's ridiculous. It's obnoxious. And to what end? And it's going to get worse as we approach the election with more protests and more obstruction. Why? You tell me why. I got a note this morning. The entire Pittsburgh Police Department is going on 12-hour shifts. Cancellation of days off. Wow. 1 week of this 40 regular and overtime of 44 hours per officer will work out to be over $2 million in overtime costs. Wow. Union President Bob Schwartzwalder, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Thanks for having me.
This is frightening, and it's accurate, is it not, sir?
It's extremely accurate, Marty. And again, your monologue clearly points out the issue. It's not sustainable. How can a government, especially a government that they're all being challenged right now financially,
right,
because of the pandemic and other issues, you know, just general life, period, where you're going to allow a segment of society to continuously protest or do things without permits and so on, and then say, well, we're just going to keep throwing public safety at the problem, and that's going to, of course, result in costs, which, of course, is going to make the, which is going to draw down on the public treasure, and eventually you're going to run out of money. I mean, that's just a fact of life. If you go and spend your paycheck every week and not pay your utilities and so on, you're going to fold up your home business, you know, your livelihood. Now you're putting all the citizens at risk because eventually you're just going to run out of money. For what purpose? I'm not really sure, because there's always going to be a dissatisfied group within society. That's why we're a society of laws. And if you just keep letting people just do whatever they want, whenever they want to do it, and you're just going to keep throwing money at the problem, you're going to run out of the public treasure.
Whatever they want, whenever they want, wherever they want, with no repercussions except throw law enforcement at him. You did some quick numbers. It's the 7 days, 12-hour shifts. Could you throw them at us, please?
Sure, Marty. So if you use the an MPO as a general salary, which is our highest paid police officer with 15 or more years, and what I always do when I do my general calculations working with my union is I throw out the sergeants and lieutenants because they're higher paid supervisors, and I throw out the lower ranking officers that's the PO3s and below their salaries. And so I just use that middle grade salary. And what I come up with is roughly about $34.78 base wages. You add longevity in there, it's an additional $2.88, which will bring you up to about $37 and some change. Multiply that by time and a half, you end up with about $56.50. When you multiply that by 44 hours of overtime, that's roughly about $2,485 per officer for that week. Multiply that by 900 officers, you come up with about $2,237.04, which would give the cops about a 3 or 4% raise for the year. They're going to spend that in a week.
Bob, brother man, that's a week. So people know this. This is 1 week, my friend. 1 week. Right?
Yep. 1 week. Yep. And remember, we've been having protests every day. I think except two was the last time when I talked to the tactical commander. I think every day but two since May 30th.
Wow.
So we're paying a substantial amount of overtime, and I'm just waiting for the right media people to just say, well, what are you paying?
Well, here we
and
are.
How are you sustaining? And how are you? We know this is what it's going to cost for a week. And then what are we going to do? We're going to let the elections of this society and the democratic society be threatened by groups of people that are going to undo the legitimacy of an election process? Is that what we're going to do? Is that what we've come to now, that we're going to put law enforcement out in front of the problem? And then what are going to be the rules of interaction?
Right.
Are you going to let people, are they going to be allowed to go into the polls and say, you will vote for so-and-so, or begin to intimidate, you know, voters? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to find out. But, you know, as the government, as the chief executive of the city, and or the governor or the president or whoever, their rule is to make sure that these elections, we're not a third world country. We are the United States of America. We do not allow our election process to be corrupted in any way, shape, or form. And if you're going to allow people to go and protest and disrupt these elections to the point where you got to, every city in the country is going to have to be on high alert to make sure this election process doesn't get disrupted, I don't know how you sustain it financially.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars. Wow.
Well, Marty, just spread it out across the country. You might get into the billions.
Bob Schwartz,
you spread this across the country.
Union President, thanks, my friend. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, Marty, you take care. Thanks for having me.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.